Our scene is set in Herman Hamburger's toy shop, somewhere in London, England. One day the shop bell rings, and in walk a tall, dark Italian man and lady, looking very suspicious. They walk about, examining all the toys.
You will have to be quick, I am afraid. It is 8 p.m. and I am closing.
The young woman wanders over to where the werebears are sitting in the shop window.
Ah, perfect. These teddy bears will do fine. The airport security won't think of looking inside them for diamonds.
Diamonds? What's all this about diamonds? The werebears listen more closely. They all agree that this conversation sounds very suspicious.
Good idea. It's probably the only way to get our stolen gems out of the country without being arrested.
Fang is getting excited and leans across to whisper to the other werebears.
Hey, guys, those two sound like the ones responsible for that big jewelry robbery I heard about on Herman's radio last night.
Ooh, yeah, you're right, Fang. And it sounds like they're going to use us to help get their jewels out of the country.
The suspicious man and woman stand closer together near the werebears and discuss their dastardly plan further.
It will be very easy. All we do is to pull out all the stuffing inside the bears and fill them up with the jewels.
Did you hear that?
Woo!
Nobody's going to pull my stuffing out. This is enough to give a bear indigestion.
Old man, we wish to buy these bears in your window.
Now, Herman doesn't like the look of these two customers, and he doesn't really want to sell his lovely bears to them.
Oh! Very, very expensive bears they are, sir. They have been made in Bavaria by my cousin Egon Bakenburger. Strange little things they are. We have lots of other toys.
Oi, shut your mouth, you boring old fool. Just to get them out of the window. And don't bother to wrap them.
So frightened old Herman picked up the teddies and said goodbye to his beloved bears, doubting very much that they were going to a good home.
Goodbye, my little ones. Goodbye.
Outside the shop, the couple threw the werebears on the back seat of their big car, which was illegally parked on double yellow lines.
Yeah, I wish a policeman would come and give them a ticket for parking on those yellow lines. Maybe they'd be recognized then and get arrested for the jewel robbery.
Yes, then we'd be saved.
The couple were just about to get into the car when the woman had a thought.
Wait a moment before we drive off. I need to get a few things from the shops. I'll only be 5 minutes.
What? You crazy woman. We're not supposed to be parked here anyway. We'll get arrested. Besides, our aeroplane is due to leave in 20 minutes.
Well, I don't care. I'm going to the shops and that is it. Mamma mia! All I want is 5 minutes. What a kind of a man.
What happens now to poor Fang, Grizzler, Howler and Gums, locked in the car?
Oh, dear. What are we going to do? We've had it now. We're going to be stuffed with jewels.
I've an idea.
Oh, it better be good, Fang.
Look, it's getting dark and the moon is full. Once these clouds pass and the moonlight shines on us, we'll change into werebears.
Oh, yeah. And then we can easily frighten them away.
Yeah, you
can. No, wait a moment. I want to stop them getting away. I want to help the police to catch them.
All of a sudden, the strong moonlight enters the car, and all the bears begin to change. Yes, they're turning into the werebears. Now Fang takes command and tells the others about his plan.
Right, guys, there's a tiny gap in the top of the car window. Let's all stick our sharp claws in the gap and pull the window down. Okay? After three, 1, 2, 3. It's moving.
When the window is halfway down, Fang manages to squeeze out of the gap and drop down onto the pavement.
I've made it, fellas. I'll be back in a minute. I'm just going to put my super sharp fang to good use.
As the other bears sit waiting in the back of the car, they suddenly all roll onto one side as the car tips over to the left.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, it must be an earthquake.
Oh, I was rolling back the other way.
Just as Howler, Gums and Grizzler were about to climb out through the half-open window, Fang pops his head in.
Hi, chaps. Plan A completed. Those jewel thieves won't be going to the airport in this car, that's for sure.
What do you mean, Fang?
I've just used my fang to puncture the tyres on the car. They're not going anywhere.
Yoo-hoo!
Come on, you lot. Climb out and follow me.
So, keeping to the shadows and making sure nobody sees them, Fang leads the werebears to a public telephone.
Right, Grizzler, get on top of Howler's shoulders, and Gums, you get on top of Grizzler's shoulders. Now all keep your balance while I climb up your wall so I can get to the telephone. Watch where you're putting that foot. That's it.
In no time at all, Fang had reached the phone and dialed 999 for the police. When they answered, he very cleverly changed his voice to sound like an old man.
Hello, I'd like to report a car that's illegally parked outside Herman's toy shop, and I believe that it might be full of stolen jewels.
It was only a few moments before the police arrived to examine the car.
Cool. Hey, Sarge, look what they found in the boot.
Well, I'll be. That lot looks like the jewels from the big robbery the other night. Right, all you men hide and take cover. I'm sure the robbers will be back for this lot. They've probably gone for a foot pump for the tyres. Look at them, they're as flat as pancakes.
All was soon quiet. The police were waiting in the shadows and the werebears were hiding in Herman's doorway. And it wasn't long before the villains returned to their car.
Mamma mia, look at the tyres, they're all flat. Now we'll never make it to the airport on time.
Don't move. You're under arrest for barking on double yellow lines and leaving your car unattended while causing an obstruction.
The robbery, Sarge? The robbery?
Yes, of course. And the £1 million jewel robbery the other night.
So that's the end of those two crooks. If it wasn't for Fang's fast thinking, they all could have been on a plane with their tummies stuffed full of sharp rubies and diamonds. Ooh, what a thought. Morning arrives, and Herman opens up the shop as usual. It is another nice sunny day.
Oh, I will just fetch the milk in from the step and open the shop. Ah, what a beautiful day.
But as old Herman bends down to pick up the milk, he can't believe his eyes. The four werebears are sitting on his step.
What is this? My beautiful babies! I thought I'd never see you again.
Herman excitedly picks them all up and shuffles back into the shop and sits them all on his counter.
Oh, I am so glad to see you. I wonder why that strange man and woman changed their minds about taking you with them and left you on my step. It does not make sense.
But to us, it does make sense, doesn't it?